And we're a couple of weeks removed from Christmas, but maybe you're not quite removed from some of those unwanted Christmas gifts. And to discuss those unwanted Christmas gifts, we have David Lowe from Gumtree joining us. David, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Lots of people get unwanted Christmas gifts. What's the best way to go about disposing of those unwanted gifts?
Yeah, look, there's no such thing as a bad gift in the eyes of Gumtree. We think every gift that you may have received that's not quite your taste can find a new home, and there's cash up for grabs. I mean, every one of those items you may have received or your listeners may have received carries value, and our research we reviewed actually realises that the value of some of these items is valued at up to $90 per gift. So some great value you can get back into your wallet for the new year.
Certainly want to get your hands on that cash if there is something in particular that you want. How many people, well, obviously there's plenty of people handing out gifts that aren't necessarily what was desired. What are we talking about in the total worth of those unwanted gifts?
Yeah, so the report revealed that, believe it or not, there's about 18.7 million unwanted gifts received this Christmas and hanging around our homes at the moment. The value of those gifts is seen as to be around $574 million.
That's
up about $2 million on last year. So that $90, extrapolated out, that's a lot of unwanted gifts sitting in everyone's homes collecting dust.
And who do you find are the people who are worst at providing those unwanted gifts?
Yeah, this is the fun part. So, look, we find friends are the main culprits, as well as we're hearing parents, as well as work colleagues are closely behind those in terms of those are the culprits giving those unwanted gifts. And they're for various different reasons. We're hearing one of the easiest ones to sort of, you know, use an excuse is not having a budget that would be able to buy what you're after, so limited budget, but also just not knowing taste and styles, right through to obviously getting sizes wrong if it's clothing or accessories and things like that.
Speaking with David Lowe from Gumtree this morning about unwanted Christmas gifts and the best way to dispose of those gifts. And David, as you say, there can sometimes be a little bit of a lack of thought put into those gifts, or maybe they're just the wrong size. So what do you find is the better option? To see if you can go back to that friend or family member for a refund and a receipt, or just to find another buyer for them?
Yeah, well, it depends on how good the relationship is with that person, how transparent you want to be. But look, the easy option is have a look on Gumtree. If you've got an item that you think you know you don't want, and have a look at and look up that item and see what it's worth, see what other people are selling it for. So do your research, and you might find that you can get some good value in exchanging or selling that item on Gumtree and finding another home for it for someone else who potentially is on their wish list.
Because those secondhand gifts in particular that I find, even though they might not be sold quite new, there is quite the market for it, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there's a huge market across all categories. And the gifts we're seeing are coming across many different categories. As we said, clothing and accessories is coming up. We hear a lot around home decor and furnishings not being quite right in terms of unwanted. There's plenty of those items across the site. Even beauty products comes up as well. But yeah, across Gumtree, we've got many different categories from home furnishings, sports goods, outdoor furnishings, everything. So have a look. If you've received anything that's not quite to your taste in this new year, it's a great chance to trade it and exchange.
Perfect opportunity to go online and make a little bit of extra cash after Christmas. David Lowe from Gumtree, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.